the hunger crisis in Gaza.
There is no policy of starvation in Gaza, and there is no starvation in Gaza. We enable humanitarian aid throughout the duration of the war to enter Gaza. Otherwise, there would be no Gazans.
Israel's military says it's pausing fighting in some parts of Gaza to get aid in. Cheers erupted as trucks rolled in today from Egypt. High-level talks are expected to begin soon between Cambodia and Thailand in hopes of achieving an immediate ceasefire there. Secretary of State Rubio says he spoke with the foreign ministers of both countries, urging them to immediately de-escalate tensions. State Department officials are on the ground in Malaysia to assist in the peace efforts. In Scotland, the president says a trade deal between the U.S. and EU has been reached. Correspondent Weisha Zhang reports.
President Trump announced the news from his luxury golf resort in Turnberry, where he hosted the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen.
It's a partnership in a sense.
It will bring stability. It will bring predictability.
The two leaders said the tariff rate for imports from the EU's 27 member countries would be 15%, down from 30% that was set to kick in on Friday.
At least 200 million people are dealing with scorching temps. This woman in Charlottesville, Virginia, was at a cooling center trying to escape the heat.
The heat can be so dangerous, honestly. I think it's really important to have those cooling centers open, especially for people who don't have ready access to AC.
Bubba Wallace became the first black driver to win a major race on Indianapolis Motor Speedway's 2.5-mile oval, as heard on Fox Sports.
A crown jewel win for Bubba Wallace.
After a brief rain delay and six laps to go and a crash in the first overtime attempt, Wallace survived with just enough fuel to win the Brickyard 400 and clinch a spot in NASCAR's playoffs. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you escape the heat at a movie theater this weekend? Superheroes reign supreme.
In its first weekend, The Fantastic Four First Steps is tops at the box office.
Please welcome The Fantastic Four.
It took in an estimated $118 million from North American theaters. Globally, it made $218 million. Second place this week went to another superhero movie, Superman, which earned $25 million in its third weekend. Jurassic World Rebirth landed in third place with $13 million. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Bend It Like Beckham is set for a sequel more than 20 years after its release.
Jess had a talent that was something special.
That was brilliant. Really good.
Yeah, almost as good as a man.
The 2002 film's credited with inspiring a generation of women to take up soccer. The sequel's expected in 2027, marking both the film's 25th anniversary and the FIFA Women's World Cup in Brazil. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 70s. Heat index into the upper 90s on Monday with lots of sunshine. For Monday night, a scattered storm and a low around 75. For Tuesday, some showers and storms possible, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid 80s.
It's 76 at our studios.
Yeah. more in a world that's constantly changing. How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Down in the street, a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble brewed. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, honey. On the roof.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the keepers of the wild.
For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
at WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Yes. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time for love, a time for hate. A time for peace, I swear it's not too late.
you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
I'm Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Another sweaty week ahead with heat advisories in effect for a big chunk of the country. And meteorologist Grant Gilmore says the heat is sticking around.
It's absolutely amazing how many of us are underneath some sort of heat alert. All the way from Lake Superior to the north to the Gulf to the south, we've got either heat advisories or extreme heat warnings, and there's very little relief on the way. We're places like Savannah are only looking at low temperatures to around 80 degrees.
President Trump spent the weekend in Scotland golfing and talking trade.
President Trump says the U.S. and European Union have agreed on a trade deal. Trump made the announcement as he concluded talks with European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen at one of his golf courses in Scotland. He's on a five-day private visit to his two resorts here in the United Kingdom. Trump called it the biggest deal ever made and said it is great for cars. He said the catch was fairness about the U.S. export of cars and agriculture.
That's reported. Catherine Arms in Bath, England. On to the hunger crisis in Gaza. Aid is once again flowing in. Jordan and the United Arab Emirates say they